go inside Beaver Dam High School athletics and activities right now and bring in the fine director of athletics and activities, Ryan Gerber from Beaver Dam High School. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. Good to be back. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, before we talk about, I guess, the winter sports getting going and some all-conference athletics, people didn't see Brigadoon last week. Mark Lefebvre and his staff and students, they did a fantastic job both on the stage and down in the pit with the orchestra, or didn't they?
Yeah, high quality all around once again this year. It's really a tradition of how well they perform each and every year. And I know Mr. Lefebvre and his staff pour a ton of hours and time into that, and the kids do such an awesome job. So lots of props to those who were on stage, lots of props to those who are working in crew and on lighting and sound, and then props to all those down in the orchestra pit that were providing the audio to go with it. I'm sure, just like every year, we'll be talking in a couple months about Jerry Awards.
Yeah, they always win multiple awards. That's like the Oscars or the Tonys, I guess you could say, for high school musicals in performances in the state of Wisconsin. So that was great. Now they kind of turn their attention in that aspect to probably holiday concerts for both the orchestra and the chorus, and they'll still be busy, won't they?
Yeah, we're getting into concert season. In fact, I'm getting plenty of requests from area businesses and organizations to see if they can get our choir groups to come out and do some caroling. So it's going to be busy this winter like it is every year. But when you have a performing arts department that is as good as what we have here, you're going to be in demand and you're going to have a lot of activities. And it's fun for everybody. And again, a lot of offerings for anybody across a spectrum of interest, right? So we have great athletics in the winter, but we also have great clubs and organizations and performing arts.
Now we have state football championships Thursday and Friday this week that kind of puts the official bow on the high school fall sports season, but it was a great year for Beaver Dam High School athletics in all the aspects. A lot of student athletes have been recognized as all conference, and it was a good year in general for Beaver Dam sports, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, the football team, I know they had high standards coming off a conference title, and they tripped up a couple games early on, but they still had an opportunity to win a share of the conference tournament late in the year. And, you know, a batted ball in the end zone would have gotten that for them. But, you know, things break differently, and that's just the way it goes. But it was the final year that we're going to be in the ECC. Next year we move into the Badger Small, and we're looking forward to being with our Badger conference brethren in all sports. Football had a number of all conference and all region awards, and once again did very, very well. Parker Blank, of course, was the first team running back unanimous in the ECC and offensive back of the year. Cole Hemling was a first-team kicker, unanimous selection in the ECC, so really nice job by them. Caleb Desarn was a first-team offensive lineman, unanimous selection, and offensive lineman of the year in the ECC. And to that point, Caleb Desarn and Parker Blank also won all-region awards given out by the WFCA. So really nice job by them. And then Jackson Brock and Tyler Winkle earned academic all-state awards from the FCA.
Okay, so again, and a great year again for the football team when it comes to, you know, they overcame a lot this year, and you know, gave River Falls they were right with them, you know, through the first half, and you look at River Falls until they got beat last week, they were hammering everybody by by 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you look at the evolution of this team. You know, they talked about at the beginning of the year the strength being in the passing game with all the weapons they had, and ended up evolving into really a single wing, smash mouth type of football team. And they had a number of injuries that really, you know, slowed them up a little bit, but they didn't use that as an excuse. And to your point, gave River Falls everything they wanted, but returned back to some of those early season aspirations, you know, going from a single wing and then shifting out into a five wide, which was just awesome to see, and had a lot of success doing that. So, you know, next year they bring back a lot of players, and we'll be very interested to see how they adapt in the off season to the Badger Conference.
Good stuff there for football. I'm sure they're already thinking about next year already, going back to the Badgers Small. Now, what sport do you want to dive in? How about what sport do you want to dive in next to, Ryan?
Let's talk golf. So, sure. Golf had another incredible year, and it's another growth year. So McKenna Nelson was again a state qualifier this year, the third time in 3 years. And while last year she was a state champion, this year she finished third. The girl that actually won the state tournament set the state tournament record for overall score. So tough to beat that. But we're really proud of McKenna. But I think the real story with the girls program is the overall growth of that program. You know, I was talking to former athletic director Melissa Gehring over the homecoming weekend, and she was talking about where the numbers were a number of years ago and how they were so close to dropping the program because they just didn't have numbers. Fast forward to this year, and they had record numbers out, and the team itself qualified for the sectional tournament, which was the first time since 2018. So growth across a program, and that's a credit to the work that Coach Nortman and Coach Chase have done getting these girls to stick together but then also play in the offseason.
Talking with Ryan Gerber inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities here today. Ryan, I guess girls volleyball they showed signs this year. They had a little up and down season. They wrapped it up. They had their banquet last week as well, and I know they did have some all-conference recognition there as well.
You know, volleyball is a really interesting story, and I think it's going to continue to evolve over the next year as more and more club and more single sport volleyball players really come out of the woodwork in the Badger Conference. So one thing I'm really proud about our volleyball program is how many kids are multi-sport athletes are not specializing in volleyball. On the other hand, you know, they're playing teams like Wanakee, they're playing teams like Watertown that are loaded with players that only play volleyball year round in club. So the fact that we hung with a lot of these teams and had chances to win those matches really speaks to the talent on this team and the coaching. And I, you know, when we look at all conference selections, Emma Jolka was a second team setter on the team, and Natea Donaldson was an honorable mention candidate. And if you look at Natea, you know, she hasn't played a lot of volleyball over the course of her athletic career, like a lot of other players. So her development's been exponential over the last couple of years, and she was a real force amongst a lot of other players. So those two were able to receive all-conference recognition this year.
So congratulations to them. And Coach Doug Pickard's at the banquet announced after 39 years he's going to be stepping away as from volleyball coaching. You know, he's given so much of his life and missed a lot of kids, his own kids' stuff to coach volleyball over the years. And, you know, we just tip our cap to Coach Pickard's and, you know, all that he has given to the sport in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I want to thank Coach Pickard's for all of his work and effort. And, you know, Coach Pickard's was one of the first hires that I was able to make here. And at the time, we were coming off a pretty rough volleyball season. There was a lot of concern in the program for the direction. And we really needed to not only stabilize the program, but then also get it back on track with expectations of this is what you do. This is how hard you have to work. There's no taking days off. There's no taking plays off. You have to work. And so I really appreciate Coach Pickert's and everything he contributed to here at Beaver Dam. You know, it's not easy coaching in today's day and age, and there's a lot of pushes and pulls that are out there. But he stayed the course, and I know in talking with a lot of the girls this offseason, you know, they're sad to see him go, but they understand it. 39 years. We just don't see coaches sticking around that long anymore. It's a testament to his resolve, but it's a testament to his success. And there's a reason he's a Hall of Fame coach. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds for him. Like he announced, he's retiring, but I know he's going to be helping out some programs here and there, and he's going to keep his eye on Beaver Dam.
And you know that that young kids' trends are transcending pop culture when Coach Pickard's dropped 6-7 on the kids a few times during the year.
You know, I was really happy to hear how well the banquet went. You know, I've known Coach Pickard's for quite a while. We've talked about it a couple times in the show. I was a DeForest High School grad. He was, at that time, the basketball coach and volleyball coach in DeForest, and they were making state runs. My sister played for him. Was his point guard, which those of you that know basketball know that the point guard coach relationship is a pretty pressure packed position. So I've known Coach for quite a while. He's a proven winner. He's won everywhere he's gone. And, you know, what a lot of people don't see through a tough exterior is he's a really good person. And he's got a big heart. And I was happy to see that kids were able to start to see that this year. You know, I continue to tell them all the time, if people saw you the way I see you, you know, you'd be one of the more popular coaches we have. His style is old school, like many of us. And when it's time to be at practice, when it's game day, it's time to put your game face on and get to work. And again, we're very appreciative of all the work and contributions he's had here.
He's a good man and cares about the kids and cares about making them better people, you know. So, yeah, thanks to Coach Pickard's there. Haley Daniels and the cross-country team this year, her and her staff, every week we were seeing PRs from both the boys and the girls' side, Ryan. And it was a fun season to watch for cross-country, wasn't it?
Yes. This is a program that, you know, when people ask me to identify programs that could get on the rise really quick, this is the program we look to. Coach Daniels has been a tremendous hire for our athletics department, but we're lucky to have her. You know, she's been a school psych here at the high school for a number of years, and just because of a number of things going on, it just couldn't, you know, match up. Last year she came on as an assistant. And I've been begging her to take on a larger role, and she finally accepted. So to me, this is one of our better hires, and she's such a kid first coach. She's tough, but she has these kids at her heart. They're so important, and you saw that development throughout the year. I've been yearning for this program to really take off. We have a population of kids that cross country, swimming, tennis are perfect matches for. We just got to get them out for the sport and got to get them to start to believe that they can compete. And you're seeing that with PRs. I think they had 60 plus PRs across the season this year. They just missed out on getting a couple kids to the state tournament. She's really excited about the young runners on their team and the future that brings. Claire Bates was a second team all-conference runner. She was her only one. They could have had a couple more, but just missed the cut. And I think in the next couple of years, you're going to see more and more cross-country runners get some accolades, not only at the conference tournament, but beyond. And I think that has a lot to do with her. And I'll put in a plug, her and her husband, Trevor Veeran, both ran at UW-Platteville. And I know they both want to see this program rise. So I know they're putting some stuff together on social media. They want to get some running clubs here going in Beaver Dam and really develop a culture of running, which I think is a really good thing. And it's going to help. I don't think it's going to take away from any sport that we currently have, because I think there's such a market for this and people are looking at this. So kudos to her and the work that she's already done and the work that's going to be done.
Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities with Ryan Gerber here. And Ryan, a boys soccer, it was a growing year, a young year for boys soccer. But, you know, I saw one of the most exciting games I've ever seen when they picked up a victory over a Schwabenam with just seconds left in regulation. That was one of my memories of the fall sports season.
Boys soccer definitely was in a rebuild, and really they're looking at rebuilding the culture. They've lost a lot of strong leadership over the last couple of years. And so with that combined with a young coaching staff, it's really trying to put their mark on this program, and it's coming. You know, their win-loss record wasn't anything to be real excited about. But then when you start to dive into it and realize that a lot of those losses were one-goal losses, competing with some of the better teams in our area, you start to put things together. And when I go out to practice, you see the work they're putting in, you see the focus that's going in. You talk about that Ashwaubenon game. You know, that's a team that won a number of games this year, came down here thinking it was going to be an easy win. And like you said, the Golden Beavers just hung in and hung in and hung in and kept putting the pressure on that defense and finally got one to go with the last few seconds left in the game. And again, I think this program is just going to take a little bit of time to get back on its feet, but it's got young talent, and if they can get people to buy in to what they're doing, it's going to be a fun team to watch in the future.
And they had a few kids get all-conference mentioned as well in the Badger.
Yeah, so Owen Hemling was second-team all-conference, and Owen Hemling is, like, I believe, involved in, like, 11 activities or athletics here at the high school. In fact, he just, for FFA, was a national winner in the animal systems category at the National FFA Ag Convention So he's done some pretty important things there as well. But he took second team all conference, and then Chris Lopez and David Zaldivar were honorable mention candidates for soccer team.
Girls tennis, Ryan. We got a group through to sectionals this year, or to the am I right? The sectionals, right?
Yep. So I think the one characteristic we've talked a number of times about is in Beaver Dam, the one area that they're really strong in typically is the doubles area. They've had a lot of success there. And you talk to both Coach Radig and Coach Damon on the boys' side, and you start to listen to what their philosophy is in developing their teams. They really focus on that doubles. And so it was really nice to see the one doubles team make it to the sectional tournament. That hasn't happened for a little bit. Audrey Lott and Maya Connedy, who Maya Connedy was one of the stars of the musical that just took place. So really nice to see their development. The one thing is, you know, they're going to take a little bit of a step back next year as they lose a pretty talented senior class. However, the one thing that is coming is Coach Radig and Damon have really committed to a youth build and getting young kids playing tennis at a younger age and getting hands-on coaching now with the with things opening up with the contact rules. This is going to take a little bit of time, but these guys know what it takes to win and they know how to build, and it's going to be coming.
It's going to be a fun time there as well, Ryan. And then Coach DeMaster and girls swimming, they just continue to build, right, and try to build numbers and build the culture there and get that program back to where it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, we got it's a build. And you know, the fact that we don't have a pool here at the high school, sometimes it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So we have to continue to talk about, we have the swim program. The YMCA here in town is accommodating. They want swim to be a thing. We just got to continue to build numbers. And just like cross country, their numbers, their times continue to drop throughout the year. So it's a program that if we just get more numbers out, you know, you want to build an army. If you have more bodies in the pool, you're going to see us compete more and more at those competitions. Coach Master is committed to keeping this program alive and keeping it built. We just have to get the swimmers out, and that's going to require partnership with the Sea Dragons over at the Dodge County YMCA.
Ryan, so again, it was a fun fall season to cover here at Daily Dodge and our Daily Dodge TV and ESPN Beaver Dam. Everybody's practicing right now for the winter sports. We'll do a more in-depth preview either next week, the Thanksgiving week, or in the week after. We'll see where our schedules are at. But we have girls basketball is going to see their first official action. They host a big event, the Beaver Dam Classic this weekend. Boys hockey is what, next Tuesday they get going, and the boys, boys basketball and girls hockey both have action, including this ESPN Beaver Dam Slam at the Dam over the Thanksgiving weekend. Just what do people, I guess, need to know about this weekend first in girls basketball?
Lots of really good, talented basketball teams that are going to be coming into Beaver Dam. We start Friday night at 4 o'clock, I believe, and then we'll get started right away at about 10 o'clock on Saturday. Lots of really good action. I know Daily Dodge is covering the Beaver Dam teams, and I know there's some local affiliates coming in to cover their local teams as they play, but always a two good days of basketball. It's a good way to get your season started if you've been waiting all, you know, spring, summer, and fall to get to basketball season. This is a good way to start, and it'll be a really good insight into what this team looks like early. Of course, we all know that how you start the year isn't necessarily how you finish the year, but you know, the team brings back a lot from last year's team. I know Bound Wisconsin had them ranked 7th in the state, and we'll, you know, let's just hold off. Let's just see how this team starts. But typically they perform real well at their home invite, so it'll be a good way to start.
Yeah, it will be, right. And the boys are ranked preseason ranked number 9 right there. And I haven't seen any hockey rankings. See where the girls are at. Yeah. Girls hockey. Ryan, have you been on social media all this weekend? Wally Lukashinsky put together a TikTok with the girls hockey team yesterday, and it's blowing up all over the place.
Yeah. I saw that, and the only word I have to describe it is grace. He is so graceful. I think what we need to do is get him over with the Swans and maybe learn some figure skating, because I think he's got a future in figure skating on the ice.
People check that out on the ESPN Beaver Dam TikTok page, and you can see Wally doing a little dance with everybody. But so, again, both the girls' games will be on Daily Dodge TV basketball this weekend. The boys' hockey team opens up Tuesday night at home, and we'll have that one as well on Daily Dodge TV, and then the entire Slam Dam at the Dam schedule will be on ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going on, Ryan. And what the girls' first home game is like the 4th for hockey is like the 4th of December. Is that correct?
Yep, 4th of December.
Hey, people always ask, you know, because maybe in the fall you show up to football and there's not really admission charge to some events, but if you want to buy, like, can you still buy, like, a season pass to get you into all the events that take admission right now through the district?
Absolutely. Just as a reminder, we have senior passes up at the ESC as well as at the Watermark. And then if you still are looking for a family pass, you can call Mr. Keach, Austin Keach, here at the high school, and he can get you set up with that as well. I know he's working furiously to get our concession stands ready for all of our activities that are going to be here. I know hot dogs are ready to go. But if you have thoughts of purchasing ahead of time, that pass, you can still reach out to him. And keep in mind that, yes, we take cash at the door. We're one of few Badger Conference schools that still accepts cash. However, if you're more digitally inclined, so to speak, we do offer digital tickets, so you can purchase those in advance as well.
When you mentioned the senior pass, what does that mean, Ryan? Some people may not be familiar.
I believe it's 55 or 57. Okay.
It's a discounted rate.
Yes, they have those up at the ESC. Mary Posma, I believe, has those. So just stop up and see Quinn Hines, who's one of our girls basketball coaches and head softball coach. He's at the door. And I think Mary Posma has those. I could be wrong. I could be completely off on that. But go up and bother Quinn, and he'll help you out there. And then I know they have them down at the Watermark as well.
And Ryan, I put together a winter sports schedule, and I believe we have between 70 and 80 Beaver Dam High School athletic events on Daily Dodge TV or 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam here in the 25-26 season. It's going to be busy, but it's going to be a fun year.
You guys do an amazing job, and we are very appreciative of everything you guys do.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate it. We'll right back at you as well. If we don't talk next week, have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. And I guess this has been Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities. Have a great week, Ryan.
Thanks, Wade. You too.